Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, ghostly voices, phantom music, and a cat with a secret way to get inside. What more could you want from a haunted house?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. I agree. Ghostly voices, phantom music, and a cat that can secretly get into your house. That would make for a really good haunted house. Kind of get it all.
Although
right
cats
there.
Are tricky little shits, and they can sneak in.
And they'll make you think it's a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny because like everything Kathy and I are always talking about my cats that I can blame any paranormal thing on them. But like this morning I got up and I have French doors at the back of my house and I go to let my dog out and my curtains are just parted perfectly to either side. Mm-hmm. Now I did not go to bed with them like that. But somehow my cats did that. And so they can do little things like that. Mm-hmm. They can be sneaky and you think it's paranormal, but it's not. It's just cats.
It's just cats. Turns out
it was kind of creepy when I walked into that room. I was like, well, that's interesting. Because mm-hmm. It was just like they were both opened. But I know it was my cats.
They do a lot of things
mm-hmm.
when you're not looking.
All the time.
They're out to get you. They're out to undermine you. They're mm-hmm. out to make your life a living hell until you can eventually stop them and show them that their ways will not be tolerated any longer.
I'm going to do this just to creep you out. So when you get up in the morning, you're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's pretty much how they work. But Jesus, What am I looking at here? Anyway, yeah, cats, they can do all sorts of weird things that mine's staring at me from across the room right now, just knowingly like, yeah, you know it, bitch. Like, you're right. I do. On with your nap over there, Bubbles. I'm glad. Now he lays his head back down. Like, okay, made my point. Let's go to the phone call and hear about the ghostly house. Hi.
This is Michael again. So I'm calling again to add a little bit more regarding the house. But I'm going to share some of my personal experiences when I think I was in high school already, or if not, I was a freshman in college. And I remember getting ready for school. My brother and I went to the same university, and it was about 5:30 in the morning or so. We had to leave really early because of the traffic. And it was still dark. At 5:30, it's pretty much nighttime. We were preparing our bags, our stuff for school, and then I was right next to my brother. And then from the upstairs hallway, a voice came. I mean, I heard my name being called out by this voice. The voice sounded exactly like my sister. I had thought it was my sister. She called my name. But when she called my name, I thought it was a little odd, you know, why she would call my name just, you know, that early. And, you know, she didn't sound like she just woke up or anything. She sounded like she was standing there and just said my name, you know. And I looked at my brother and I said, did you hear that? And she said, yeah, I heard that. And we both looked puzzled. And we said, I asked him, what did it sound like? And I, you know, he said it sounded like my dad. To his ears, it sounded like my dad. But to my ears, it sounded like my sister, our sister. So we even went upstairs. You know, my sister was asleep. My dad came down a few minutes later. And I, you know, we asked him, did you hear or did you call my name? And he said no. And my dad never liked talking about these kind of things at home. He's very superstitious. And he said to just ignore it, don't ever answer it, and stuff like that. So that was one incident. And the other incident was, this was about the same year. And back then, we didn't really have landlines. It's not that too long ago, but it's just that part of the country, or, you know, the country in general, landlines aren't really that, during this time, it wasn't that popular, I guess. So my father had a radio type, I don't know what you call it, but it's basically a big system where it's almost like a two-way radio. So there's one at the house and one at his office. That's just our way of communicating. You know, if I needed to call my dad, I can just, you know, radio him and, you know, just pick up the radio and, you know, call my dad and stuff like that. So those two were connected. There were different channels, but the channels were always locked. That same channel, we've been using it for years. One morning, again, it's around the same time, my brother and I were getting ready for school. And as we were downstairs, that we're next to the radio, the radio started crackling, like someone was trying to speak, communicate. But, you know, sometimes we would hear chatter when, I don't know, you worked in radio, you probably understand what I'm saying, like different frequencies or sometimes somebody jumps in on the channel or whatever. But like I said, this channel has been always locked to that particular channel that's connected to my dad's office. And at this time, my dad's always the first person to walk in his office, you know, so no one's there. And especially around this time, my dad was still getting ready. The radio started making noise as if someone was trying to talk. And then all of a sudden, we hear this woman singing. She was singing in the radio, and we looked at each other. At first, we were just, huh, who could that be? It's a little weird, but we weren't really scared because, you know, it's just radio. And then she started singing, and we listened into it. For some reason, we couldn't decipher what language she was singing, but it was definitely singing. It lasted for maybe at least 30 seconds. Because I remember we were trying to understand what she was saying, but we just couldn't. And then after that, it just stopped. And then all you hear is like static. I said the signal wouldn't go through. And it just stopped. And I just thought I was a little odd, you know. That's never happened before. It's only happened once. Lastly, for today, I just, one of the things that also I thought was really weird back in the house was every night before we go to bed, we always check the doors. Check the door, check the windows, check everything. Actually, this happened like a couple nights. I would check the doors, the windows, and everything to make sure that they're locked and, you know, sealed. And there's this cat that we have at the house. It's a black cat. We've seen this cat ever since, you know. It's just a normal cat. But I just found it really odd, weird, that every night the cat would always end up inside the house for some reason. Actually, not every night. Every morning, because I would wake up at around 5 a.m., you know. So before we go to bed, the cat, we would let the cat out. So because my mom doesn't like pets inside the house. So the cat was outside, you know, I would put the cat outside and check all the windows, all the doors, everything. There's no way that the cat could get inside the house. But every morning when I get ready to go to school, I go downstairs, I see the cat sleeping inside the house. I don't know how this cat gets in the house, but I tried so hard to look for any other, like, every opening I could think of. But maybe that's just another thing that cats do. So anyway, I've got a couple more stories. Again, like I said, this house, we have had a lot of weird experiences in this house, and it just progressively got a little weirder throughout the years, especially before we left. And I'll, you know, share my stories again some other time, and hopefully you guys enjoyed my story. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts on all that?
The first couple things were creepy. Like, he's getting ready to go off to school and he hears like his sister calling his name,
mm-hmm.
and she's not. That's creepy and very, and that would be very recognizable. You know exactly when you live in a household with other people, you go, oh, that's Kathy yelling at me.
Yeah.
You know, that's super recognizable. And then the weird like two-way radio they had set up with their dad's office. Like, it sounded like it was the same morning that stuff happened, and then they hear a woman singing. That's kind of strange.
A little bizarre.
And, you know, I don't know quite how that would work, because if it's in his office in your house, there should be a direct connection.
Yeah.
Between those two things. And maybe there can be frequencies overlap for some reason, somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
But hearing a woman singing, that would just creep me out.
A little bit.
That would be way creepier than somebody going, come in, come in. That wouldn't creep me out as bad as a, oh, I'm a woman singing.
That's more peaceful. That, yeah.
That's just creepy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that to me sounds super haunted. Now, cats are little shits, and I think there might be a place in their house where the cats figured out how to get in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's something in their house that's like, your cat should be able to sleep in the house with everybody and opening up a door for it.
Or it's teleporting the cat.
Teleporting. It's
vaporizing the cat and letting it reappear in the house. That's probably what's happening. Okay, not
but
really.
It's probably just a simple, like bewitched a sort of thing. Somebody's doing their eye thing and the cat just shows up.
There's just a hole in the house somewhere. The cat's getting in it, really. All
which
is
really creepy to have a hole in your house, by the way.
That is creepy.
Because then anything can come in.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I once dated a girl that lived out in the country, and she had two dogs that they'd kind of come and go, but it was just, it was a hole. Like, it was like a hole with like the rubber matting, but it wasn't secure. I mean, anything could technically come and go. And she'd like have fucking like, she'd have mice problems because they would come and go, and would always like, I don't know how to get rid of this. I'm like, I don't know. How about the hole in the side of your fucking house?
Right?
Like,
that's kind of like a doggy door. Like, my friend was having a problem.
It was a doggy door.
Coming in.
It was a doggy door, but it was like, but I'm like, don't they make ones that are like, I don't know, like are, that are more secure? Because she kept having this problem. She's like, nah, it's fine. But she get like weird shit. Like, I'm sorry, you're in the country and you have a hole in the side of your house,
exactly.
And there's critters that come and go.
you can't bitch about it if it's going to just keep happening and you're refusing to do anything about it.
Like, my friend just kept posting pictures of these possims in her house every night. And I'm like, get up and let your dog out.
Yeah. Fix the dog.
And then go back to bed.
Yeah. There's ways of doing this that are.
I don't want possims rummaging through my house while I'm
asleep. Oh my God. Well, that disease, all that shit. Yeah. Yeah. That was several years ago, but it was like, what the hell are you thinking? Anyway, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that extra stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of those extras, everything ad-free and in advance for you. Please do check that out. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.